正在播放的歌曲呢，是来自于太阳无法直视这位朋友点播的 New Rules。 各位好，我是 Linda， 这里是可可听歌学英语栏目。
Don't pick up the phone, you know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in, you have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend, you know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him.Pushing forwards, but he keeps pulling me backwards.
No way to turn, no way,
no way to turn. No. Now I'm standing back from it. I finally see the pattern.
I never loved.
He doesn't love me, so I tell myself, I do. One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two.Kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him.
I got no rules, I count him.
说爱情的话，如果遇到对的人呢，那当然就是会爱得轰轰烈烈啦，对不对？但是如果遇人不淑的时候呢，那就应该当断则断，然后回到朋友身边。所以说嘛，朋友永远都是比友情永远都是比爱情来得要更让人无法割舍，更珍贵。好了，这首歌的话呢，是作者写给自己，也是写给自己朋友的，意思就是说，遇上渣男之后呢，那我要尽快的跟他划清界限，然后自己立下一些新的规矩，不要做一二三，然后 stick to those rules。 那我们现在看一下这首歌里面提到的，说立的是哪些规矩呢？Rule number one， 第一守则就是 don't pick up the phone， 不要接他的电话。为什么呢？ You know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone， 他打电话给你只是因为他喝醉了酒没人陪他而已，他醉了并且孤单，所以他会打电话给你。那么 what we should do， we should not pick up the phone。 Rule number two， don't let himand 不要让他进来，不要让他进屋子。 You'll have to kick him out again， 因为到时候反正又要把他给踢出去。 Rule number one， don't pick up the phone。 Rule number two， don't let him in。 And rule number three is Don't be his friend. 不要再跟他什么做朋友这一类的。断就断，不要再藕断丝连，拿友情来当借口。为什么呢？ You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. 因为你也知道可能第二天早上是在他床上醒过来的。我们说When two people have this physical relationship, intimacy between them, it's gonna be very tough for them to stop things right there. So, if you wanna end the relationship, just end it right there. Don't like, let's stay friends and then you're gonna do stupid things. You're gonna be under him without you knowing it.刚刚讲了一些少儿不宜的话，希望你没有听懂。好了，以上呢就是跟这首歌曲相关的内容。那接下来的话要跟大家去分享这一天 Linda 积累的词汇。那这些词汇的话跟歌词是完全不相关的。然后这些词汇来源呢都是从可可网站上，其实现在安利一下可可，可可网真的是一个内容蛮丰富的网站，就是你想学什么上面都有音频啦、视频啦、文本啦都是有的，并且还蛮跟得上就是最新这些时讯的一个网站。那我今天为大家分享这些词汇了，词汇咧就来自于这个网站上那个叫什么胡敏听故事记单词还是怎样。然后这篇文章的话是叫做一个疲惫的勇士 A weary warrior， 一个疲惫的勇士或战士。那我今天就不跟大家分享文章，大家如果要看文章原文的话呢，可以去各个网然后点开胡敏记单词啊，听故事记单词，然后里面就会有这篇文章，有很多很多文章的，都还蛮有趣的，然后词汇量也比较大。那好，接下来就跟大家一起去看一下我所学到的新词，真的是新词哦。第一个这个单词呢，其实以前有见过，但是基本不活用的话就会忘记。这个单词就是一个形容词，叫做 weary。weary 是 weary w a r y， 它是形容词，表示谨慎的、机警的、考虑周到的。解释就是 If you are weary of something or someone, you are cautious because you do not know much about them and you believe they may be dangerous or cause problems. 小心的提防谁谁谁的，一般用法是 be weary of something 或者 somebody。 来，例句，人们以前没有教过自己的孩子要提防陌生人。 People did not teach their children to be wary of strangers. Be wary of something. 提防、小心、谨慎、机警，对什么呢？对什么人？我们是否忘记了他们的警告？就是什么呢？一定要特别小心那些吹嘘不劳而获的蛊惑民心的政客。Have we forgotten their warning to be especially wary of the demagogues who promise us something for nothing? 好了，从这个例句当中我们会去学一个单词啊，就是 demagogue。Demagogue, D-E-M-A-G-O-G-U-E, demagogue, demagogue. If you say that someone such as a politician is a demagogue, you are criticizing them because you think they try to win people's support by appealing to their emotions rather than using reasonable arguments.一般这个单词呢是一个贬义词，它是一个名词，表示煽动家或者蛊惑民心的政客。Demagogue D-E-M-A-G-O-G-U-E， 我觉得这个词蛮好用的。 Demagogue 一起把它记住好不好？ Demagogue D-E-M-A-G-U-E， 恭喜记一下。 Demagogue D-E-M-A-G-U-E M-A-G-O-G-U-E， 闭上眼睛跟我一起记这个单词。蛊惑人心的政客 Demagogue， 煽动家、煽动者 Demagogue， 闭上眼睛咯。 D-E-Demagogue M-A-G-O-G-U-E Demagogue， 记住了没有？那下面一个生词呢，其实不是生词，是这个单词 叫做 weave 这个单词，因为我常用的，它的一个意思就是编织这个意思，所以就是当它放到那个 A Weary Warrior 这篇文章当中作为另外一个动词使用的时候，我就不知道它什么意思，我要去查字典。那它除了编织编排，它还有一个穿梭，就是像编东西一样迂回前进这样一个动词的意思在里面，穿梭的意思。我们先看它基本意思的例句啊，它说这女孩子她坐在织布机前继续织布。 She sat at her loom L-O-O-M loom 织布机。 She sat at her loom and continued to weave， 然后继续织她的布。好，下面就看我比较陌生的那一个意思，就是迂回前进或者穿梭。他在桌子间穿梭走动，来到他和 Bob 坐的地方。 He weaved around the tables to where she sat with Bob. He weaved around the tables to where she sat with Bob. 他在桌子之间穿梭走动，来到这个女孩子和 Bob 坐的地方。好了，下面是三个词组啊。第一个就是海军，当时我看中文，因为我喜欢就看一篇文章的时候先看中文，然后自己去试着去翻译嘛。然后看到海军的时候，我当时一下子反应不过来，我以为是 marine， 然后我看原文的时候发现是 navy， 所以呢印象又加深了一下，海军叫做 navy， marine navy， navy 不是 marine 啊， navy， marine 也是，海军就是 navy， N-A-V-Y。然后第二个就是我看中文，他说在堆积如山的垃圾里搜查，然后当时自己翻译的啊 search in the piles of trash， 然后看一下原文呢，原文说的是 to look through tons of trash， tons of trash， 堆积如山的垃圾就是 tons of trash， to look through tons of trash， 在堆积如山的垃圾里面搜查。下一个词组就是他说废弃的垃圾处理厂，哎，当时我知道说垃圾处理厂肯定是trash disposal factory， 结果看一下啊，废弃我知道是 abandoned， 那我看一下原文，他说的是 an abandoned waste disposal plant。所以说嘛，学英文的话一定要就是每天多听多读，然后自己的知识自己的信息量就会慢慢增加上去。好了，以上就是今天节目所有内容，非常感谢各位的收听和陪伴。那有出现口误啊，中文希望大家谅解，我是 Linda， 那咱们就下期见了，拜。